Translation by Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada Ki. After this function at the house of Srivas Thakur, Nityananda Prabhu appeared. And when he met with Lord Chaitanya, he got the opportunity to see him in his sixth armed form. The form of Sadbuj, the six-armed Lord Gaurasundar, is a representation of three incarnations. The form of Sri Ramachandra is symbolized by a bow and arrow. The form of Lord Sri Krishna is symbolized by a stick and flute, like those generally held by a coward boy. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is symbolized by a sannyas danda and kamandalu or water pot. Sri Nityananda Prabhu was born in the village of Ekachakra in the district of Birhum as the son of Padmavati and Adai Pandit. In his childhood, he played like Balaram. When he was growing up, a sannyasi came to the house of Adai Pandit, begging to have the Pandit's son as his brahmachari assistant. Adai Pandit immediately agreed and delivered his son to him. Although the separation was greatly shocking, so much so that Adai lost his life after the separation. Nityananda Prabhu traveled on many pilgrimages with the sannyasi. It is said that for many days he lived at Mathura with him, and at that time he heard about Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes in Navadvip. Therefore, he came down to Bengal to see the Lord. When Lord Nityananda came to Navadvip, he was a guest at the house of Nandan Acharya. Understanding that Nityananda Prabhu had arrived, Lord Chaitanya sent his devotees to him, and thus there was a meeting between Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu. Om Gyana Timirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Shakshurun Malitam Jenat Smai Sri Guruve Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhistam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam E Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Rishabhanu Suti Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vanchakalpa Turubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhyevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shivashadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Buddhale Srimati Girira Swami Tanamane. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Buddhale Srimati Bhakti Vedanta Swami Tanamane. Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravari Pracharini Nirvishesha Sunyavadi Pashtachade Shatharini. So translation again. After this function at the house of Srivas Thakur, Nityananda Prabhu appeared. And when he met with Lord Chaitanya, he got the opportunity to see him in his six-armed form. So this chapter is entitled The Pastimes of the Lord in His Youth. In the introduction, Srila Prabhupada quoting Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur from his Amrita Prabhava Bhasya, mentions that this chapter describes the Lord's pastimes from the age of 16 until he took sannyas. So in the previous verse, it is explained that Srivas Thakur then worshipped Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu by the process of Abhishek. Sitting on a cot, the Lord exhibited transcendental pastimes. So at the beginning of this chapter, we see the transformation of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. At the beginning of this chapter, he was still the scholar, Nimai Pandit, interested in grammar and defeating scholars, but also displaying his arrogance. And then the Lord goes to Gaya, and in Gaya, the complete transformation takes place. And when he comes back, he enters into his Sankirtan pastimes. So in this verse, it starts by saying, after this function at the house of Srivas Thakur. So which function is this referring to? The Abhishek, yeah, that's what he said. And actually, if you read Chaitanya Bhagavat, where Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, you see that the chronology of event is slightly different. Prabhupada explains, basically Prabhupada is explaining in the previous verse, the Abhishek that was done for Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and then Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu displayed his Mahaprakash Lila, which is the 10th chapter of the Madhya Kanda in Chaitanya Bhagavat. But if you look at read Sri Chaitanya Bhagavat and the pastime of the Lord showing Lord Nityananda is a sixth arm form, a Sadbuj, you see this happened before the Mahaprakash Lila. So it could be both events, but it doesn't matter. Yeah, they're both very relishable. And if there's time, we can talk about both. Prabhupada focuses in his purport by describing the meeting of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Lord Nityananda. So we'll speak firstly about the Sadbuj form, and then we'll describe about the meeting. I was very intrigued always about how Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda met. And it was simply an amazing meeting, as you can imagine. So we can talk a bit about that today, and maybe describe how that meeting took place, because that's what Prabhupada focuses on, his purport. But firstly, Prabhupada explains about the form of Sadbuj. That's the sixth arm form of that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu displayed. And he displayed this form on a few occasions. And does anyone recall where else in the Chaitanya Charitamrita or Chaitanya Bhagavat that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu displayed, and to who he displayed? In the first instance, who did he show the sixth arm form to? Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had the discussion with Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, and he converted him from a Vedantist to a devotee. And wanting to show mercy to Sarvabhauma, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu showed this form of Sadbuj. And he also, according to a letter Srila Prabhupada wrote, he also showed this form, six-arm form, to Ramananda Rai. And Srila Prabhupada explains to one devotee that this form of Sadbuj is very dear to the devotees. And Srila Prabhupada explains in one purport in Chaitanya Charitamrita to the devotees who wanted to see Sadbuj. Prabhupada says, if you go to the Jagannath temple, there you will see a deity of Sadbuj. And that deity is worshipped every day with Sankirtan. So he said, when you go to Jagannath Puri, go and see this deity. And actually he wrote this letter to one of his disciples in Montreal, Canada, Mahananda, who was white-bodied. But Srila Prabhupada says, sometimes when you go to India and visit the temple of Lord Jagannath, you will find this murti. And this was in 1968, 29th of July, this letter he wrote. So Srila Prabhupada had this vision. When I read this extract, I said, Srila Prabhupada had this vision that one day his disciples will be able to go and visit the temple of Lord Jagannath. Because right now, that is not allowed, which is a great misfortune. But the way Srila Prabhupada wrote this, he was probably anticipating that that day will come, and we all wait for that day also. So, just coming back to the point about Sadbuj, there is a nice verse in Srimad Bhagavatam that actually describes this form of Sadbuj. And our acharyas, Srila Vishnava Chakravarti Thakur, Sridhar Swami, Jiva Goswami have all commented how different aspects of this verse. So I'll just read this verse, you know, if ever we are interested about the Sadbuj form. And it is Srimad Bhagavatam, 11th canto, chapter 5, text 34. And the context of this verse is Kara Bhajan Muni is explaining the incarnations of the Lord to King Nimi, I think it was. Yeah. And so this verse, I'll read it, is Twakva Su Dusyaja Surepsita Raja Lakshmin Samishta Arya Vasacha Yad Agad Arayam Mayam Rigam Dayeta Peshitam Anvad Avad Vande Mahapurusha Te Charanaravinda. And the translation is, O Mahapurush, listen to the verse very carefully, where you can see Lord Chaitanya, Lord Ramachandra, and Lord Krishna. Because Prabhupada explains that this is a literal description of Sadbuj. He says, O Mahapurush, I worship your lotus feet. You gave up the association of the goddess of fortune and all her opulence, which is most difficult to renounce and is anchored after by even the great demigods. Being the most faithful follower of the path of religion, you thus left for the forest in obedience to a Brahman's curse. Out of sheer mercifulness, you chased after the fallen conditioned souls, who are always in pursuit of the false enjoyment of illusion, and at the same time engaged in searching out your own desired objective, Lord Shyamasundar. So you can see the first reference there, you gave up the association of the goddess of fortune and all her opulence, which is most difficult to renounce and anchored after by even the great demigods. So which of the three that is referring to? Three aspects. All three, yes, all three. But you can see this verse, you can see all three, isn't it? Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu left his wife, the goddess of fortune. Lord Ramachandra left Sita Devi, went to the forest. And Lord Krishna, in the 12th canto, he left, you know. And Hila Vishnava Chakravarti says that, being the most faithful follower of religion, you left for the forest in obedience of a Brahman's curse. That's Lord Ramachandra. But Sri Raswami, and I won't get into the technicality, he sees it differently in terms of Lord Krishna. And it is said, out of sheer mercifulness, you chase after the fallen conditioned souls. Out of sheer mercifulness, you chased after the fallen conditioned souls. Sorry? You left us for the forest in obedience of a Brahman's curse. You know that? Who was that? Who was cursed? Lord Chaitanya. Yeah. That's Lord Ramachandra, you can see there. And also, he said Lord Chaitanya. Oh, okay. Yes, the point is every statement refers to all three, which is very interesting. And the text, again, the verse again, is 11:5:34. So Lord Sadbhuj, the form of the Lord in Sadbhuj is worshipable. And as explained in the purport of this verse, corroborating the explanation of this verse, the followers of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also worship him in his sixth arm form of Sadbhuj. This Sadbhuj form is the actual purport of this verse of Srimad Bhagavatam. I was listening to one pastimes of my Guru Maharaj, His Holiness Giriraj Swami, and he was explaining also how this form of Sadbhuj helped the devotees to get the palace in Vrindavan. There's a palace called Bhakti Vedanta Ashram near Govardhan, and that palace belonged to the king. And that king, I'm just trying to look at. Yeah, he was the king of Chatrapur. And Tamalkrishna Maharaj and Giriraj Swami wanted to acquire this property for ISKCON. So the Giriraj Maharaj and a lawyer went to meet the king to see whether they can acquire the property. And first they asked the king, can you donate this property to us? And then the king said, well, you know, things are difficult for kings at the moment, so I don't think I can donate it, but I will charge a token amount. So Maharaj was very happy. Jai Shri Shri Radha Gokulananda ki jai, Jai Shri Sita Ram Lakshman Hanuman ki jai. So the lawyer said, called Maharaj one side, and he said, Maharaj, you know, we have experience of people promising to give us properties and they renege on it. So why don't we ask the king to show us his deity? The Maharaj says, it's a good idea. So they asked the king, can you show us your deity? So the king took them to his temple room, and there he actually didn't have a deity, but he had a big picture of Sadbhuj. And so they convinced the king in front of Sadbhuj that maybe he could reaffirm his commitment. And the king said, yes, I promise that I will give you all this palace at Govardhan for a token amount. And there was many difficulties after that, but the king kept his word, which he made in front of Sadbhuj. So that's just a bit of history for us in the context of ISKCON. So coming back to the purport about the meeting of Lord Nityananda and Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Prabhupada first describes the appearance of Lord Nityananda in Eka Chakra. Has anyone been to Eka Chakra here? Actually, I've not had that good fortune, but I pray I do. So it is explained in this, Prabhupada is explaining in this purport about how Lord Nityananda, he was the beloved of Eka Chakra. And he was the life and soul of his father, Adai Pandit. And it is explained in Chaitanya Bhagavat that Adai Pandit considered Lord Nityananda, or Nimai, more dear than his own life himself. So sometimes we hear the statement, he is more dear to me than my own life. So what does that mean? So I looked that up last night, and I saw Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu once explained what this means. What does it mean when you say someone is more dear than my life itself? And Mahaprabhu said, it means that I can give up my life without any difficulty. But I cannot leave your association without difficulty. So Nitai, Lord Nityananda, he was like that to his father Adai Pandit. He was very, very dear. Wherever he would go, he'd go to the fields, he would go to the market. Wherever he went, he would always look out for Nitai. He said sometimes in the market, just like a father goes with his child, the child becomes lost. And Nittai would become lost. And Dai Pandit would become so desperate, he would just cry out for Nittai. And then the event took place. Lord Nityananda had to leave home. And it is explained in Chaitanya Bhagavat, by the providence of the Lord, one day a sannyasi came to the house of Adai Pandit. And the sannyasi had beautiful discussions with Adai Pandit in the evening. And then he said, I'm traveling and I need an assistant. I would like you to give me your elder son Nittai as my assistant. And when he said that, Adai Pandit just completely became devastated. Someone more dear than his own life himself. So he was in this dilemma. He could not give up his affection for his son Nittai, but at the same time he could not turn down the request of the sannyasi. So what to do? And at that time he closed his eyes and he meditated, and a pastime of the Lord came into his mind which helped him to make his decision. And anyone know what was that pastime? It was the pastime of Dasharatha being asked by Vishwamrita to take Lord Ram and Lakshman. And although in a similar vein, Dasharatha was so attached to Ram and Lakshman, he realized he had to do it and he let them go. And so he decided to let Nittai go. As explained, the separation was so intense. For 3 months he never ate anything. All he could think was of Nittai. And then he left his body. But Lord Nityananda was traveling at the same time. He was traveling all over India, and he's described in Chaitanya Bhagavat to the places he went through. And it was very extensive. It went all over, into the mountains, down to south, Kanyakumari and north. And he said while he was traveling, he would go to people's homes and he would look at their altars. And when he looked at their altar, he would see that their altars were empty. There was no Lord on the altar. So then he would ask the people, what happened? Where's the Lord? He said, oh, the Lord has gone to Godadesh. Meaning, Lord Chaitanya. So Lord Nityananda Prabhu eventually went to Mathura and he waited there. And he was waiting for Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. What was he waiting for? Why didn't he meet Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu before? Chaitanya Bhagavat explains he was waiting for Mahaprabhu to start his Sankirtan pastime. Prior to this, prior to going to Gaya, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was just into grammar and study. But once he came from Gaya, at around the age of 16, he started those pastimes in Srivas Thakur's house. So at that time, Lord Nityananda Prabhu, he left Mathura. And he came to Bengal. And when he came to Bengal, he went to the house of Nandan Acharya. And he stayed there. And this beautiful description given in Chaitanya Bhagavat about Lord Nityananda's appearance, how he appeared like 1,000 moons. And his teeth were so white, he said, if you take a pearl, you took a pearl and you put it next to the teeth of Lord Nityananda, that pearl would look like dull. And he had a earring in his left lobe, and his arms were long, and he was so beautiful. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, just prior to that, he was explaining to his followers that soon a great personality is going to appear in Bengal. So one day, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, call his devotees, and he said, I had a dream that a chariot had come to Navadvip. And on this chariot was a beautiful, this chariot had a flag with a palm leaf drawn on it. Right? And on this chariot sat a very beautiful personality dressed in blue. And then Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu started to describe all the appearance, the qualities of Lord Balaram. And then he called Srivas and Haridas. And he said, I want you to go and find that personality. He's in Navadvip now. So Haridas and Srivas, they went looking. They went looking everywhere. But they couldn't find this personality that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was referring to. So they came back and they reported to Mahaprabhu that they can't find this personality. Then Mahaprabhu said, okay, I'm going to take you to him. Let's go. And Mahaprabhu took them to the house of Nandan Acharya. And when they got to the house of Nandan Acharya, Lord Nityananda was inside. So the Lord took all of his associates and they went in. And when they went in, they saw Lord Nityananda. And he's explained there, he was so effulgent that unless you had the eyes to see him, you wouldn't have seen Lord Nityananda. And when the devotees saw Lord Nityananda, every one of them became ecstatic. And there was Lord Nityananda waiting so much to meet Mahaprabhu. And when he saw Mahaprabhu, he just stared at the Lord. And he's explained in Bhagavatam, in Chaitanya Bhagavat, he didn't blink. He just looked and looked and looked. And he started to display the ecstatic symptoms. All of the ecstatic. He started to sing and dance. Tears would flow from his eyes. He would fall onto the ground crashing. And all of Mahaprabhu's associates, they had never experienced such a scene before. They were just looking at Lord Nityananda, and as they looked at him, they were becoming more and more ecstatic. And at that point in time, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked Srivas Thakur to recite one verse from Srimad Bhagavatam. And that verse describes Lord Krishna going into the forest, dressed with peacock feather and yellow garments. And when Srivas Thakur described this verse, Lord Nityananda became normal again. And then there was a beautiful exchange between Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Lord Nityananda. You can read this in the Madhya Kanda of Chaitanya Bhagavat, chapter 2. It's a very beautiful description. So coming back to the verse, the Lord Nityananda appeared, and then Lord Chaitanya got the opportunity to see him in his... Lord Nityananda got the opportunity to see the Lord in his sixth arm form. So where did this take place? So after Lord Nityananda and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had met, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told Nityananda, we are now going to have a Vyasa Puja. Your Vyasa Puja celebration. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, you choose, in whose house do you want to have your Vyasa Puja? So Lord Nityananda immediately grabbed the arm of Srivas Thakur. And he said, I want to have it in this Brahman's house. So it's interesting, you know, this during the description of this pastime, Vrindavan Das Thakur says that it is very difficult for one to understand these pastimes. It is only by the mercy of Lord Chaitanya that one can understand these pastimes. And actually, this is the process of Krishna consciousness. You know, Krishna consciousness or an understanding of the pastimes of the Lord, they can never be achieved. They can only be received. Once Srila Prabhupada asked his disciples, what is the most important verse in the Shastra? He says, what is the most important verse in the Shastra? So would anyone like to vouch what Srila Prabhupada said? Desham satitam yuktanam? No. I'll come back to you. What is this? Yes, Prabhu. Yes. Yes. You love that verse? You know that verse? Yasya deve para bhakti yata deve tata guru tasyai itte katita I artaha prakashante mahatmanaha. Only unto those great souls who have implicit faith in the Lord and the spiritual master are all the imports of the Vedic literature revealed. Srila Prabhupada said, this is the most important verse in the Shastra. Why is it so important? Because the fundamental understanding in Krishna consciousness is that we cannot understand anything. Whatever understanding we get through the mercy of Guru and Krishna. And our duty then, if we accept this as a fact, our duty, our aim, or objective in Krishna consciousness should be what? Our whole objective should be is to make ourselves the proper recipients of that mercy. And to have this implicit faith in the spiritual master and guru. And if one can come to the stage of having this implicit faith, then all will be revealed. All will be relieved. So that's a point made by Vrindavan Das Thakur. So Lord Nityananda, he decided that Srivas Thakur's house should be the house in which this Vyasa Puja should take place. And then Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he looked at Srivas Thakur. And he said, Srivas, now you've got a big responsibility on your head. It's like sometimes we feel that, you know, sometimes some devotee says, oh, can you have this program at your house? Or can you do this something? And we think, oh, gosh, this is such a, in my house, you know, how am I going to do it? But Srivas Thakur's reaction was wonderful. His reaction was, what did he say to the Lord? He said, there is no botheration. By your grace, everything is possible. I have everything. I have clothes. I have the Brahman thread. I have ghee to do this Vyasa Puja for Lord Nityananda. So there was a nice, well, this is exchange between Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Srivas Thakur is also very nice. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he had this habit quite a few times you see in the Bhagavad, Chaitanya Bhagavad and Chaitanya Charitamrita, Mahaprabhu would prod Srivas Thakur simply to reveal his glories. So once Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he approached Srivas Thakur. And he said, Srivas, I am looking at you and your life. And he said, I see that you don't go out. You don't earn any money. How is it that you're going to maintain your family? How is your family going to be maintained? And then Srivas looked at the Lord and he smiled, and then he did this. And then Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, "What's that?" Three claps. And Srivast Thakur said, "The first clap, my lord, means that I will fast. If you don't take care of me, for one day I will fast." Mahaprabhu said, "Okay, what's the second clap?" He said, "I will fast a second day to see if you have taken care of me or not." And he said, "What's the third clap?" He says, "The third clap, my lord, is after my third day of fasting you don't come, I will jump in the Ganges together with my whole family and I'll drown myself. And before I drown myself, I will declare it very loudly that Lord Krishna never kept his promise. And when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu heard that, he roared like a lion. And he said, "Srivas, I declare it that even the goddess of fortune may become bereft and hungry, but you and your family would never become bereft. And I promise even the dogs and the lizard in your house will be forever taken care of." And so Srivas, he always had that. So the moment Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, "This is a big burden on your head now, Srivas, to arrange this Vyasa Puja for Lord Nityananda," he said, "No botheration, all taken care of." He said, "I have everything, but the only thing I don't have is the Vyasa Puja book. That I have to take care of that." So they all went. Lord Nityananda, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and all the associates went to the house of Srivas Thakur to perform the Vyasa Puja. And as soon as they got in there, this was the first time this happened, Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda started to dance. And in Chaitanya Bhagavat, there is a very beautiful description of that dancing. And when I was reading that description, I was thinking, how many of you all have read this book, Venu Gita by Shivaram Swami? And in one of those chapters there is the description of Lord Balaram and Lord Krishna dancing in front of the cowherd boys in Vrindavan. And it is a beautiful description, very wonderful description of how Lord Krishna was glorified Lord Balaram first. And then they started to dance. And it was complete commotion. The animals went berserk. The cowherd boys went berserk. And Krishna and Balaram started to do cartwheels. And while they were doing cartwheels, they were trying to touch each other's feet. It's a very beautiful description. And when I was reading this description in Chaitanya Bhagavat, there seemed to be so many parallels. It is explained that he became so ecstatic, the Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he was dancing, that he was touching his head with his feet. How incredible was that? So they started to dance, and then Lord Nityananda started to dance. And then when Lord Nityananda was dancing, it was like an earthquake. It was like an earthquake. And then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, "Bring me wine, bring me wine." He started to take on the role of Lord Balaram. And Lord Nityananda started to shout, "Bring me my plow, bring me my plow." And this was going on, and eventually they only managed to appease the Lord by bringing him some Ganga water. But anyway, it became so crazy that they had to call off the Vyasa Puja celebration. Because Lord Nityananda went into ecstasy, They couldn't revive him, so Mahaprabhu said, we call it off, we'll have it tomorrow. And so the next day, they had the Vyasa Puja celebration. And a very similar thing happened. Lord Nityananda went into ecstasy. And when he went into ecstasy, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu... what happened? He was supposed to celebrate the Vyasa Puja celebration. And Srivas Thakur, the start of the celebration was, you have to garland the representative of Vyasadeva. Like when we have Vyasa Puja, we've placed the garland. But Lord Nityananda Prabhu, Srivas couldn't get the garland around his head. So they couldn't start this Vyasa Puja celebration. So, and Lord Nityananda was just going into ecstasy. And it is at that time that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu showed the sixth armed form to the Lord Nityananda and the devotees. So it's a bit long-winded, but that's the context of this verse. The Lord showing this verse. So we've got 5 minutes. I thought, you know, it's marathon. It's nice to talk about something about the book Marathon. Once Srila Prabhupada gave the devotees a very beautiful formula for Krishna consciousness. One devotee asked Srila Prabhupada, how do we get the mercy of Lord Krishna? So Srila Prabhupada explained, you can get the mercy of Lord Krishna by getting the mercy of Srimati Radharani. And then he said, how do you get the mercy of Srimati Radharani? He said, you can get the mercy of Srimati Radharani by getting the mercy of Lord Chaitanya. Then he said, how do you get the mercy of Lord Chaitanya? He said, you can get the mercy of Lord Chaitanya by getting the mercy of Lord Nityananda. And then he said, how do you get the mercy of Lord Nityananda? And he said, you get the mercy of Lord Nityananda by approaching people like Jagai and Madai. So that's a beautiful formula that Srila Prabhupada gave. We simply have to approach people like Jagai and Madai. And like this, one can attract the mercy of Lord Nityananda. So especially during this marathon period, it's wonderful. I mean, some devotees, they do book sponsorship. Some devotees go door to door. But it's wonderful if we get the opportunity to take the opportunity to meet such people. And recently, my wife, Vrindadevi, was telling me that she read about one devotee. He's made it his mission to distribute books in a pub. All he does is he goes in the pub in the morning, he sits in the pub, and he distributes books. And he's distributing lots of books. He's distributing lots of books. So it's wonderful to do it. Recently, I went out with Govinda Prabhu and the devotees in Hemel Hempstead, and after a long while, I was distributing books, so the devotees gave me a pile. And it was so much of fun and so exciting. You meet wonderful people. I met one gentleman there. He was a very properly looking gentleman, English gentleman. And he was with his wife. So I gave him a book and he took the book. And then he said, can I ask you a question? So I said, yeah, you can ask me a question. But I was a bit apprehensive. I was thinking, what sort of philosophical, difficult question he's going to ask me? Then he said, where can I get a saffron kurta from? I said, what, saffron kurta? He said, I know it's a strange request, but my friends and myself, we're going to a fancy dress next week, and we decided that we want to dress up as Hare Krishnas. So where can I get a saffron kurta from? And he took the book, and I gave him some tips on where he could get, you know. He said he's tried, but he couldn't get. Then I met another gentleman. He walked past me, and I gave him a book, and he said, can I shake your hand, please? I said, yeah, sure, you can shake my hand. And I shook his hand. And then he said, you know what? I was on the brink of committing suicide. I was severely depressed. And I met the devotees, and then they gave me a book. And that helped me, and I am where I am today because of the Hare Krishnas. And I was thinking to myself, I would never imagine that. And then I met a 10-year-old girl that was walking past, and then I gave her a book. And when I gave her this book, she was with the grandmother. And it's a little on chanting Hare Krishna, those little books. And she looked at me to say it, and the expression in the face was, you consider me important enough to give me this book? And her face lit up like a light bulb. You know, it was so, she became so happy. And then she ran up to her grandmother and she showed her grandmother, and the grandmother turned to me and she did like this. Fantastic. You gave a book. You know? So this Sankirtan is wonderful. It's a wonderful opportunity for all of us to take part in this Krishna consciousness movement. So we'll stop there. We'll see if anyone's got any comments or questions. Unfortunately, we didn't get time to speak about the Mahaprakash Leela, but anyone wants to, it's chapter 10. It's a beautiful, beautiful pastimes of Lord Chaitanya giving benedictions to his devotees. Anything anyone would like to add? Okay, thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki.